Remote, I'm Joe Palca. The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the Russian government to carry out or cooperate with an independent investigation into the reported poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Navalny is clearly someone who needed state protection, even if he was a political thorn in the side of the government. And as the High Commissioner says, it's not good enough to simply deny he was poisoned and deny the need for a thorough, independent, impartial, and transparent investigation into this assassination attempt.
The spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Rupert Colville, described the poisoning as a serious crime that was committed on Russian soil and urged the Russian authorities to investigate and ensure the human rights of its citizens, including Mr. Navalny. Mr. Navalny has come out of his medically induced coma. He was flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August the 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early today while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The official said that Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members, Anton Ronyenkov and Ivan Kravtsov, both of whom successfully entered Ukraine. The circumstances of how the group ended up at the border was not immediately clear. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left by inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko on that August 9th election. This is VOA News. Well, President Donald Trump began his Labor Day press conference yesterday saying top defense leaders want to keep waging wars to keep defense contractors happy. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this.
President Trump, during a White House news conference Monday, said ordinary troops like him, but not the Pentagon brass.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president slamming the military leaders as part of his continued defense against allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen service members, including calling World War I dead at a cemetery in France losers and suckers. The Atlantic first reported on the anonymously sourced allegations. AP and other media organizations verified those allegations with their own sources. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The president also spoke yesterday about the likelihood of a coronavirus vaccine sometime in October. White House Chiefs of Staff Mark Meadows spoke this morning with reporters.
I'm very optimistic that we will have something by the end of October. So if you're looking at the end of October as Election Day, I would agree with the president that the progress to date has been extremely encouraging.
That President Trump also said he's open to an investigation of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy after some of DeJoy's former employees said they felt pressured to donate to GOP candidates. DeJoy is a major donor to President Trump and other Republicans. The president also says DeJoy should lose his job if campaign finance irregularities are uncovered. The police department in the state of Kentucky that was involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor will now be headed up by a black woman. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, has announced that a retired Metro Police commander is returning to become the new interim chief as the city reels with more than 100 days of protests over the botched police raid that led to the fatal shooting of medical worker Breonna Taylor inside her apartment. Former Deputy Chief Yvette Gentry becomes the first woman to serve as chief and the third African-American to hold the post. Local media report Gentry retired in 2014. The former chief was fired, and his successor has announced he's retiring. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the state of Oregon's capital on Monday, a right-wing crowd rushed a smaller group of Black Lives Matter counter-demonstrators, firing paint gun pellets at them. There were skirmishes, and the Black Lives Matter group dispersed shortly thereafter. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.